The final score from here in Atlanta, the Alabama Crimson Tide win the 2018 SEC Championship as they knock off the Georgia Bulldogs by a score of 35-28. Ryan Radke, Derek Rackley here. Rack, this was a game that was better, I think, than any of us could have anticipated. Georgia came out. They played great. They had a 14-point lead in the second half, but Rodrigo Blankenship missed a field goal from there on out. Alabama 21 unanswered. Jalen Hurts comes off the bench, and the Crimson Tide storm back to win.
Yeah, you never know from Alabama's perspective what play it was where they felt like, okay, we're in this. This is the turning point, because players feel things differently. Maybe it's a defensive stop. Maybe it's a couple of first downs or something like that. Players have different feels on when they're going to get back in the game. I don't know. Maybe for Alabama, they always felt like they were in the game, even when they were two scores down. But there was a couple of critical plays, special teams-wise, which we didn't really talk a whole lot about it, but I felt like there was a chance that could play into the game, Ryan, because I thought that that was the one weakness that Alabama had. But it ended up turning out where Georgia made a couple of special teams mistakes and a missed field goal, deciding to go for a fake punt on 4th and 11, which I didn't think should have happened late in the game. They end up not converting. They give Alabama great field position. And Alabama goes on to score 14 fourth quarter points to come away with a 7-point victory.
Jalen Hurts off the bench, 7 of 9 through the air for 82 yards. He had the touchdown throw that tied the game and then the touchdown run that put Alabama ahead with 104 to go. A guy that was the starter all last year, has come off the bench all of this year. He was absolutely magnificent today for Nick Saban's team.
I mean, those are the luxuries that you get in Alabama, where you end up having to sit a guy because Tua Tagovailoa gives you a better chance in last year's last national championship to win, which it did. It worked out beautifully. And then he ends up starting the entire season, is probably going to end up winning the Heisman Trophy, even though he gets knocked out of this game. Nick Saban knows that he's got a guy that he can put in the game that can do everything they need offensively. Maybe in this game, run the football a little bit better than Tua was, because he was clearly not 100%. And that's exactly what he did when he came into the game. But to me, it was more impressive what he did through the air, because they needed to chew up some yards quickly. And that's what they did so well this year, was throw the football. He goes 7 out of 9 for 82 yards and a touchdown, no interceptions, leading this team like he did so often his first couple of years in Tuscaloosa.
Jake Fromm played great for Georgia, 25 of 39, 301 yards, 3 touchdowns, no picks. A lot of those incompletions came late. Just wasn't enough. Georgia so close. What a great season for Kirby Smart and his team, but couldn't close the deal here today against Alabama, and a lot will be made of Smart's decision for a fake punt near midfield late in the game that gave Alabama great field position.
Yep, didn't like the call, but as you mentioned, kind of more from a 30,000-foot view. I mean, I think Georgia showed that they are one of the best teams in the country, but this all goes back to the committee, and they're going to sit in the room and they're going to talk about, is it just about 4 best, or is it about conference champions? Because you got an Oklahoma team that's already won a conference championship, and they have 1 close loss in the entire season. They're an exciting offense, not a great defense, but maybe they can score enough points to compete with an Alabama, a Clemson, a Notre Dame, or we'll see what ends up happening in the Big Ten championship game with Ohio State. But I think Georgia showed the entire country that they can compete with anybody going up against the behemoth in Alabama that went 12-0 coming into the game. They had him on the ropes the entire contest.
Rack enjoyed it all season long.
Yeah, me too, bud.
Once again, the final score from here in Atlanta. The Alabama Crimson Tide claimed the SEC championship, beating the Georgia Bulldogs 35-28. For Derek Rackley, I'm Ryan Radke, Westwood One Sports.